When they adjourned for the noon recess, Ron was led downstairs on his way to the jail. He saw the victim's father and yelled, "Charlie Carter, I did not kill your daughter!" The deputies hustled him away even faster. At 1 p.m., he was sworn in. After a few preliminary questions, he denied having any conversation with Terry Holland and denied ever meeting Debbie Carter. "When did he first learn of Carter's death?" Barney asked. "On December the 8th, my sister, Annette Hudson, called over to the house and Mother answered the telephone, and I heard Mother say, 'Well, I know Ronnie didn't do it because he was at home.' And I asked Mother what that was about. She said that Annette had called and said that there had been a girl killed in our neighborhood." The lack of preparation became more apparent a few minutes later when Barney asked the witness about first meeting Gary Rogers. Ron said, "And it was just shortly after that that I went down to the station and gave a lie detector test." Barney almost choked. "Ronnie, you're not supposed to talk about that." Any mention of a polygraph in front of the jury was prohibited. Had the state done so, a mistrial would have been in order. No one had bothered to inform Ron. Seconds later, he stepped out of bounds again when he described an incident with Dennis Fritz.
"I was with Dennis Fritz, and we were going down the road, and I told him that Dennis Smith had called me back and told me the results of the polygraph test had been inconclusive."
Barney plowed ahead and changed the subject. They talked briefly about Ron's conviction on the forged instrument, then a few questions about where he was on the night of the murder. Barney finished with a feeble, "Did you kill Debbie Carter?"
"No, sir, I did not."
"I believe that's all." In his haste to get his client on and off the stand with as little damage as possible, Barney neglected to rebut most of the allegations from the state's witnesses. Ron could have explained his dream confession to Rogers and Featherstone the night after his arrest. He could have explained his jailhouse conversations with John Christian and Mike Tenney. He could have diagrammed the jail and explained to the jury that it was impossible for Terry Holland to hear what she heard without others doing so. He could have flatly denied the statements of Glenn Gore, Gary Allen, Tony Vick, Donna Walker, and Letha Caldwell. Like all prosecutors, Peterson was itching for a shot at the defendant on cross-examination. What he didn't expect was for the defendant to be thoroughly unintimidated. He began by making much of Ron's friendship with Dennis Fritz, now a convicted murderer. "Isn't it a fact, Mr. Williamson, that you and Dennis Fritz are about the only friends each of you got, isn't that right?"
"Well, let's put it like this," Ron answered coolly. "You framed him, and now you're trying to frame me."
The words echoed around the courtroom as Peterson caught his breath. Changing the subject, he asked if Ron remembered meeting Debbie Carter, something he continually denied. The question was asked again, and Ron blurted,
"Peterson, I'm going to make this clear to you one more time."
Judge Jones intervened and instructed the witness to answer the question. Again, Ron denied ever meeting Debbie Carter. Peterson stomped and strutted around, throwing a few jabs and hitting air. He got into trouble again when he returned to his fiction. "Do you know where you were after 10 o'clock on December the 7th?
Ron: "At home."
Peterson: "Doing what?"
Ron: "After 10 o'clock 5 years ago, I could have been watching television or asleep."
Peterson: "Isn't it a fact you went out that door, went down that alley?"
Ron: "Uh-uh, bud. No way."
Peterson:
"Went down that alley?"
Ron:
"No way, man."
Peterson:
"You and Dennis Fritz?"
Ron:
"You're..."
"No way.
No way."
Peterson:
"Walked up to that apartment."
Ron:
"No way."
Peterson: "Do you know where Dennis Fritz was that night?"
Ron: "I know he wasn't at Debbie Carter's. That's the way I'll put it."
Peterson: "How do you know he wasn't at Debbie Carter's?"
Ron: "Because you framed him."
Peterson:
"How do you know he wasn't at Debbie Carter's?"
Ron:
"I'd bet my life on it. Let's put it like that."
Peterson: "Tell us how you know."
Ron: "I just don't..." Don't ask me any more questions. I'll get down and you can put it to the jury, but I'm telling you, you framed him and now you're trying to frame me!
Barney. Ronnie.
Ron. My mother knew I was at home. You come harassing me for 5 years. Now, you can do whatever you want to do to me. I don't care!
Peterson tendered the witness and sat down.